Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and good morrow. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, whenever it is, please ensure that it's a good one and do all that you can to enjoy it and make it fun for yourself and safe for others. This is Laz, coming to you almost live and far off from direct from the comforts of my mobile, mobile studio, also known as my truck. It's been some time, it's been a little while since I've made a, since I've done an episode. It's certainly been a while since I've done a ride in, mainly because I haven't been in work, since about the 7th of June due to a work-related injury. But I think since then I've only done maybe one or two, my personal opinion, the best of the two being the interview with Lazarus' oldest child, Shimi. A very deep thinker. Surprised me. She really did surprise me. And I encourage anybody who may be listening to this one, to please take a listen to the interview. It wasn't deadly serious because you have to laugh. And you just have to laugh, or life, will get you. So, that being said, let's move on and try to enjoy some stuff here. I'm going to vent a little bit of frustration here. And again, it's based around accountability. Grown adult people, people in positions that are, sorry for the dead air, I'm trying to think. Let's say positions of human relations, let's say. Step up. Do your damn jobs, man. It's ridiculous. Lazarus' wife and he, are having, sadly, more and more conversations lately about the state of things. The state of the country, the state of, just people in general. I see it at work, I see it in the communities, I see it in other people's jobs, in their homes, in schools. Whether it's teaching, educating, training, for any kind of job, in the job training, it's all, lacking. It's like making photocopies. Or better yet, it's like making carbon copies, Those of you old enough to remember writing out receipts or, credit card credit card receipts that were done on carbon paper, the carbon receipts. Let's say there's three sheets to this form. You fill out the top one and the carbon paper in between basically transposes whatever you're writing on the top sheet to the next sheet and the next one below it and so forth and so on. But each sheet below that first one becomes considerably duller than the first. And that's what I am seeing. That's what we are seeing in a lot of these situations, is that the training is lacked. And it's not always due to the trainer or the teacher. You have to go right to the source and hold that accountable and blame that. There's been plenty of occasions, and I'm going back to my early 20s, mid-20s, where somebody would say, hey, Laz, can you train, or I need you to train so-and-so on how to do whatever it is. And I would say, well, no, because I'm not a trainer and I'm not a teacher. I wasn't even a parent at that time, so there wasn't really much I could offer somebody. But how am I, if I'm not qualified to be a teacher, to be a trainer, you know, how is this person supposed to learn and do this function to the best of their ability? Not to mention, what's this guy doing? You know, if I were to take that responsibility and, you know, and fail, more or less, at training this person or these people at this job or this function, then it's my name on their lips. And, you know, I work too hard, especially, you know, at 38 years old. How old am I? At 38 years old, I've worked too hard and I've come too far and gone through too much garbage to allow myself, to allow my name to be tarnished in any way, especially if it's in a fashion that I can prevent. And as I said, sometimes it's not the person, you know, the trainer's fault or the teacher's fault. Well, I should say trainer. You know, sometimes these people are thrown into this position. They're, you know, they're painted into a corner where it's train this person to do this function, you know, and with the job market today, you, some people feel, well, you know what, if I don't do it, you know, even though I feel as if I'm not qualified, I'm going to get canned, you know. Or some people are even told, I'm sure, train this person to do your job or to do this function or you're terminated. You know, it's a jacked up world we live in anymore, and it's a damn shame. It really is. excuse me. So, to kind of get back on track, Laz has a predicament right now that, you know, for the time being, the ball is in these other, you know, the other court, you know, these other people's court, and they're, to me, it seems like they're scared to dribble the damn thing out. And again, it's a shame because you took on this position. You know that, you know, you are heavily, or will be heavily, you know, relied upon and depended upon to answer these questions, to answer the, you know, the masses. You know, it's like, you know, a movie star, let's say the losing team, the losing coach of the Super Bowl during a press conference. You know, there's going to be questions asked of you, you know, or, you know, or somebody who takes on the responsibility of a coach. You know, you're going to have some wins, you're going to have some losses, but there's always going to be questions, you know, asked of that coach, you know, in a public forum, in a one-on-one, in a private, whatever the case is. You're expected to answer those questions because that is your job. That is what you're there to do. It just really burns me up that these people take on these positions and take on these jobs and do not do them, you know. And especially where, in a place where I work, if, you know, we make a mistake, we are held accountable. I mean, trying to make it make sense, but, you know, they will make sure that you are nailed, you know, for this mistake. Mistakes, it's a part of being human. It's a part of life. We all make mistakes, you know. So I don't believe in putting the screws to a person for being human, not to mention being human and having to work the hours that we do. It's, you know, there should be some slack given because it's only common sense, and it's all actually fact too, that, you know, sleep deprivation having to work these third shift unnatural hours already sets people up, you know, on the third shift, sets us up for, I don't want to say failure, because that might, you know, give somebody the idea of total failure, but, you know, it leaves us, leaves the door open for mistakes to be made, you know, large mistake, small mistake, whatever. We make it, you know, let us know, we'll learn from it, you know, and let's move on. But, you know, in the same building, somebody who is, you know, supposed to be, you know, helpful and, you know, in a position of human relations, when you don't return a phone call, when you don't return emails, or when you suddenly cut communications with several people, when it becomes evident that these people are asking for your help or asking for help in a situation that you are supposed to provide, what the fuck? How come you're not being penalized? How come you're not being held accountable? It's ridiculous. You know, I could have lost my job because of their lack of accountability. It's bullshit. It really is. And you hear places that like to spout off at the mouth about, you know, oh, accountability is number one, and, you know, bullshit. Go blow your smoke somewhere else. Can't stand it. You know, we are also having an issue with an insurance company who, by email, thankfully, I couldn't blame them that one. I told them to notify me by email because phone wasn't working. You know, denied a claim that I had filed, you know, stating that what, not trying to go into too much detail, but basically saying, you know, what had happened to me did not happen. Okay, you know, when, you know, this incident occurred, I followed protocol. That's all I did. That's all I was, you know, trying to do. That's all that I had set out to do, was to follow protocol set forth by Lazarus's employer. So I did. I jumped through their hoops. I did their tricks. I went to their facilities, you know, as requested or as told to. And then I'm told no, more or less. Okay. So I inquire as to why I'm being denied. And we are about just over 24 hours later, still no response, no phone call, no email, no text, no nothing. Now, I know my rights. And especially being that these people have, you know, my entire, almost my entire medical records, you know, in front of them, you have to make it clear to me what basis or why, you know, you denied my my claim. Accountability, people. Own up to it. Be adults. It's maddening. It's sickening. You know, it's bullshit. You know? Well, as to not fill your ears and the space with dead air and not to stick on this and make my ride in a little drawl and boring, and so I can sip my coffee and enjoy things, I'm going to cut this short. I hope to make as many casts as possible with school being out and Lazarus' clan doing their thing. The home studio is a little noisy at times, but please stick with me. You can find me on Twitter at Laz_report. Also, if you have any ideas for topics, material, comments, whatever, shoot me an email. It's xlazarusx@gmail.com. That's xlazarusx@gmail.com. I'm a little dyslexic, so I do know that I spelled Lazarus different. I spelled it incorrectly on purpose so I could have a unique email. So double check me on that. Check out the get my email, my correct email address off my profile page on podomatic.com. You'll find me at autopodomatic.com. Let's try that again. www.odo.podomatic.com. And that'll take you right to my page. I want to thank you all, or you one, or whoever, for listening. Please, share. Let's network. Let's get it out there. If you have anything that you would like for me to, promote, to share on my Twitter feed, whatever it is, let me know. You got my email address? Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and we'll all be one happy family. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kiddos of all ages, be good to each other and be good to yourself. I'm out.